About a week. Mm-hmm. A week ago. Me and Scott went down to Virginia where the Porters came from.
Did you?
Yeah, we found the old house they lived in before they came here.
Did you? Yeah. And still standing?
Yeah, it's been all remodeled.
People live in it.
Oh.
They've put rock on it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found it.
Never thought of that.
I never thought we would find it. That's so long ago, before the Civil War.
Oh, yeah. I know it's got
one. Had 262 acres with the house.
Yeah.
And they sold it.
I knew they come here from Virginia.
Yeah.
Virginia, whichever. I don't know which one.
Grayson County, Virginia. Virginia.
Yeah. Well, where'd Grandma come from? Grandpa's wife.
Lucy?
No.
Grandpa's wife.
Laura Fulton?
Yeah.
She came from Nicholas County, Kentucky. She was born.
Was it?
That's Carlisle is the county seat, I think. That's it. Yeah, she was born there, and her father was. Here's a fruit.
See, I remember that.
Yeah. Now here we go. This shows the direct ancestors. See, here's our great grandpa Jasper.
Yeah.
And there's Alexander and Laura.
Yeah, I know that's
and then her father was Henry Fulton and her mother was Nancy Reveal.
Nancy Reveal.
Born 1817.
Mm.
And Henry Fulton born 1815.
Yeah.
And it shows Alex's parents.
Yeah.
And
Andrew and
Lucy Cornwell. Tells when they were born and where. And then we found Lucy's ancestors.
Yeah.
This is her parents and grandparents. We were at their grave. They've got tombstones standing.
Yeah.
They're in Grayson County.
Something
final. Yeah. Wonder who has some old pictures of like old Uncle Jim Porter and.
No, I don't. Now, old Uncle Jim, he's buried out there.
Yeah.
Did you get this?
Yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Jim, but I don't think they buried the old lady there. Let's see, I think they buried her maybe in Ohio somewhere. I'm not sure.
Ohio.
She was up there, I believe, now. Am I right? Uncle Jim and one of his boys are buried out on Fairview. Ed.
Yeah.
And Andy is buried down, I think, at the Leaf Cemetery at Moorhead.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the girls, but I think that when his wife died, she was with some of the children. And I believe they buried her. Huh? Now, I wouldn't say for sure, but I don't think she's out here with Uncle Jim.
Yeah.
I'm sure
I think you're right.
I don't think so.
Wonder who'd have an old picture of Jim or Steve or Levi or any of them.
Well, I'll tell you who might have a picture of me, one down at the hand. My first cousin, she lives in Prestonsburg, Lily Elkins.
We were just there.
Was she?
On the way down to Virginia.
Didn't stop in Prestonsburg?
No, we didn't know about
her. Yeah, that's Uncle Levi's grandchildren. Me, it's up there, two or three of them.
Oh, they do? Mm-hmm. None of his grandkids live around here?
Mm-mm. No.
Huh. Do you have her address?
Yeah, it's Lancer, Kentucky.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, if any of them would have a picture, I think it would be funny.
What's her name then?
Just put Mrs. Kurt Elkins.
Mrs. Kurt Elkins?
Mm-hmm.
E-L-K-I-N-S?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the name of the town?
Lancer.
Lancer?
Mm-hmm. It's right around Prestonsburg.
Kentucky. Near Prestonsburg, and she's a granddaughter.
Of Aunt Lula.
And what's her first name?
Lula.
Lula?
Mm-hmm. And then there's one named Clemmy and one named May. Now, Clemmy is up there, too.
Who'd be the best one to write to, most likely?
I think too.
Lula.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a granddaughter
now,
of Lula.
She may have the picture of Uncle Levi. I couldn't say. I know where he's buried and all, but I don't know.
Where is he buried?
Up here around the ridge. It's about, I guess, 2 or 3 miles from here. Him and Aunt Betty and a lot of his children is buried.
Oh, yeah? We'll go up there after all.
Okay. I'm with you.
How do we get up there?
Well, you go up here just after Maple, that first turn off. And you go that road. Now, there's one right up there turns to the right. You don't take it. You go over and down the hill. And when you get across to the holler, you go up the hill and straight over and around. It takes you right around. Just keep it going around that ridge. Don't turn off nowhere.
It's up on a hill. Can you see it going on the main road towards Elliott?
You go out past Porter Creek Cemetery? Is that way? Is that the road you're talking about?
No. Porter Creek Cemetery is up here.
We mean Fairview.
Fairview. Oh, no, you don't go that way. You go there to Mays, and the first little turn off.
Past Mays?
And there's a gravel road down to it. Yeah, and I tell you, when you get over in our inquiry for William Lewis. And William Lewis lives just back at the cemetery trip on the bank from his house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be easy to find. And there's a gravel road goes right in there.
Yeah.
I've not been out to that cemetery for a long time, but his children, Ed, and I don't know, and all of Ed's children who played down in the cemetery.
At the same one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's Levi's boy, Ed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he died at Ed's.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's somebody owns and has a big trailer set down there. That old house is not there, I don't think, anymore.
Yeah.
And where Uncle Levi lived, they cleaned that all up there on the outside.
Hmm. Let's see. Your children. Paris, Lorraine, Johnny, Carl, Clyde, Tracy, Alfreda.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
And are they all married?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
of course, Paris.
I'll just turn over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get their stuff. You don't mind giving it to us, do you?
Oh, no. No.
Okay, let's see. The first one is Paris, is your first child? And when was he born?
1928.
1928,
and
who'd he marry?
Mae Brown. Lula Mae Brown.
Lula Mae Brown.
He's never married no more.
And did he have any children?
Four.
What were their names?
Johnny Wayne, Rita Jane.
Johnny Wayne?
Mm-hmm.
Frida.
Mm-hmm. Frida Jane.
Jane.
And Timmy.
Timmy.
And Judy.
Julie.
Judy.
Judy.
Named after Mom.
And are any of those kids married?
Mm-hmm.
None of them are married.
No.
Okay, then your next child is
Lauren.
And who did he marry? Or when was he born first?
Oh, Lord. Let's see. 19. Yeah, on him, I swear. Travis Urge. He was born 20. I guess he was born 30.
30.
I guess that's right.
Okay. And who did he marry?
He married Billie Jean Mays.
Billie Jean Mays.
Mm-hmm.
And do they have any kids?
One daughter.
And what's her name?
Kitty.
Kitty? Mm-hmm. Is she married?
Yes, she married Mike Wilson.
Mike Wilson. Mm-hmm. And do they have any kids?
No.
Okay. Then who's your third child?
Johnny.
Johnny, and when was he born?
1931.
And who did he marry?
He married Ramona Cox.
Ramona Cox? And do they have any kids?
One. Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray. And is he married?
Yes. Married to Patricia Vars.
V-I-O-R-S?
Mm-hmm. V-I-A-R-S.
V-I-A-R.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
And do they have any kids?
No.
Okay. Then who's your fourth child?
Alfreda.
Alfreda?
Mm-hmm.
And who'd she marry?
She married Wayne Cox.
Wayne Cox. And mm-hmm. Do they have any kids?
They have two daughters.
What were their names?
Debbie. And she married Radford Vance.
How do you spell Radford?
R-A-D-F-O-R-D.
Radford Vance.
Mm-hmm.
And do they have any kids?
One. Aaron. Mm-hmm.
And then their other daughter, Alfreda.
She's at home, Donna.
Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then who's your fifth child?
Carl.
Carl?
Mm-hmm.
And who did he marry?
He married Porter. He married Ursula Porter, Geraldine Porter.
What's her first name?
Geraldine. G-E-R-L-D-I-N-E.
Geraldine.
Mm-hmm.
She's Ursula's daughter?
Mm-hmm. He was just a little bit of a patient.
Yeah, kind of. Pretty close. And they have any kids?
Yeah, they've got two daughters.
And what's their names?
Jerry.
Jerry?
Uh-huh.
G or J?
J-E-R-R-I.
J-E-R-R-I.
Mm-hmm.
She married?
Yeah, she married Michael Hawk.
M-I-K-E.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have any kids?
No.
Okay, and then your
other one is Jennifer.
Jennifer, is she married?
No, Crystal.
Okay, then who's your sixth child?
Clyde.
Clyde?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd he marry?
Evelyn Parsons.
Parsons.
David Holbrook. Child.
Mm-hmm. David. Mm-hmm.
And is he married? Okay.
He's got Jenny Bates.
Oh.
Now Tracy.
Tracy, and who did he marry?
He married Virgie Barker.
Virgie Barker.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have any kids?
They've got one daughter.
What's her name?
Chantilly.
C-H-A-N-T-I-L. C-H-A-N-T-I-L.
Mm-hmm.
I-L.
Mm-hmm. That's a bunch.
That's all of them.
Yeah. I've got 12 grandchildren and the one great grandchildren.
They add up quick.
The oldest one's 25 and the youngest one's 10.
Of your grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. We wanted to. What's her name again?
Lena.
Lena and Lena Pelfrey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She married my brother.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only daughter that Grandma Katie's got. And she might have had the daughter. I don't know. I'm honest. I don't know a thing about her. Never
yeah.
did hear her mention. I just figured that they that might have been their grandparents when they died and that story. They fell off and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hello there.
This little Ed's boy, and this is Don Porter's boy.
Yeah.
Ed's grandson.
He's a bunch of you Porters and ganged up here, ain't
he? Yeah. He's getting family tree of all the Porters. He's work. Yeah. He's been where my daddy, I guess, was born there.
No. None of the grandchildren of Andrew Porter were born there. But you're...
My daddy was born there, wasn't he?
No.
Well, so where was he from? Up here?
He was born in Kentucky.
Was he? Well,
let me
he said the house is still there.
Mm-hmm.
That grandpa left in old Virginia.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yep, they've been seeing it. Mm-hmm. So they redone.
And they said it was the first frame house on that creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad was born in Kentucky.
Was he?
Well, definitely.
You know, yeah, well,
but,
I was thinking he was, I guess it's all been born here. I didn't know it. I thought that he was born in Virginia.
No, John C. was the youngest son they had born in Virginia, John C. Porter. And none of his grandkids were born in Virginia, Andrew's grandkids. Let's see, your grandpa, born January 29th, 1855, Grayson County, Virginia. Married Laura Fulton, July 19th, 1874, in Robertson County, Kentucky.
You know, I never did know nothing about where grandma's people were in America.
Yeah. She was born in Nicholas County.
Yeah.
Kentucky.
You
who was she?
Fulton.
Fulton.
Mm-hmm. I knew she was Fulton, but I didn't know where she was born.
That sun's hot, ain't it?
Yeah.
Sure is.
Humid, too.
How long have you worked on that? 4 or 5 years?
Oh, about two.
Yeah. I know Jimmy worked on that. Who's the new scout?
I don't know.
That's where you were. You told me on something. I don't know.
You think if I was ever to write a book on the Porter family someday, everybody would be interested?
Well, we might.
Be too late then. No, we're not interested.
I never did know them. Just my immediate family, you know. My daddy's brothers and sister and grandpa and Uncle Levi. I was telling him where Uncle Levi was buried. He wouldn't have a bit trouble getting out there, would he?
Is he buried out here?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a good road right there.
It's all gravel road, what mm-hmm. you
well,
the main one?
There's a little spot back where near that house.
Yeah, on the end of it that ain't gravel?
Yeah.
Well, I know the school bus went out. I thought
right there the school bus turns where you go down towards the
I told him to inquire for William Lewis.
Well, you know what inquiring to do. You just go from Black Ridge Road around, keep it to the left, plumb around.
Basically, the road turns to right, but you keep to the left.
And once you turn off on that road, you stay on that road all the way to the cemetery.
Yeah.
How far is it up that gravel road then? About a mile or?
It's 2 miles to the cemetery, William. 2 or 3.
You mean where you turn off this road here?
Yeah.
I'd say it's 3 miles.
Okay.
Not over that, don't think.
You might have to walk. I don't know where you'd have to walk or not. You might have to walk pretty near to the house, you know.
Yeah.
Up a little bank.
They was looking for John.
Well, okay, we'll stop and talk to Lena, then we'll go on up there.
She may have that old Bible. That's something I don't know. But I just figured that Herman and them kept it up there. But they should know, Harlan and them, you know, about who had it. And if she ever had it, she's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have gave it up, huh?
No, if she ever had the Bible, she'll have it.
Yeah.
But I don't know now. You boys didn't be no hurry.
Well, we've got quite a few places to stop before dark. Well, thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah.
You boys come back.
Okay, nice meeting you both. Seeing you again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.